Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The power struggle between the Sudanese armed forces and their rapid support forces, which turned into a vicious armed conflict in April 2023, has caused what is today the world's worst humanitarian crisis. According to the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, the conflict has killed more than 20,000 people, displaced 11 million, and half of the country's population of 25 million is struggling with acute food insecurity. In some regions, lack of food rises to the level of famine. On November 18th, the United Nations voted on a resolution sponsored by the United Kingdom and Sierra Leone, which called for increased protection for civilians, including an immediate ceasefire between Sudan's warring parties and the delivery of humanitarian aid. 14 members of the Security Council voted to adopt the resolution. One, Russia, voted against, and with that, the mandate aimed at helping to safeguard and feed the people of Sudan died. It is shocking that Russia has vetoed an effort to save lives, though perhaps it shouldn't be, said Linda Thomas-Greenfield, U.S. permanent representative to the UN. They claim it is because of Sudanese sovereignty, but Sudan supports the resolution.
Today, the Council would have come together to call for a comprehensive nationwide ceasefire for increased protection of civilians and removal of obstructions to the unhindered flow of humanitarian aid across Sudan. We would have demanded that the RSF cease attacks in El Fasher, Jazeera, and elsewhere in Sudan, and call for both the RSF and the SAF to be held accountable for their commitments in the Jeddah Declaration.
The Jeddah Declaration is a 2023 commitment to protect the country's civilians, signed by the Sudanese Armed Forces, the Rapid Support Forces, and the declaration's two sponsors, the United States and Saudi Arabia. Russia claims it is for and with Africans, but votes against a resolution supported by Africans for Africans, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
It's unconscionable that Russia would callously and cynically stand in the way of demanding these actions. Actions to save lives in the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
We are watching the situation closely and will continue to call out abuses and those who facilitate them, including clearly Russia, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. We must continue to amplify the voices of Sudanese people who are calling for peace and prosperity, democracy and justice, and Russia can't stand in the way of that.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.